Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, WAG Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it. Call now at 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene, probably more the national scene than around the state. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about this. New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I want to thank you for joining us on Facebook Live this morning, and of course, if you want to send in a question directly to the show, you can text us on the Yearwood Performance text line at 505-226-1442, 226-1442. And, of course, hey, tomorrow's Father's Day, everybody. So we were trying to figure out, my dad and I were trying to figure out a couple of things to, you know, go do and spend some time together. One of them is I was like, hey, man, we should take a car out to the track. You know, I mean, as shareholder, you know, we have some opportunities to get on the track. And if it's just, you know, if it's just a couple of us, social distancing would be no problem. Sandia Speedway had gone through a lot to get the track ready. And then yesterday was canceled. Lack of car count is actually the excuse that they used, or the reasoning they used. My apologies for judging there. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. I want to get a driver perspective. Of course, Spencer Hill, long-time part of the show, always seems to be counter to what I'm saying, but I would like to completely understand this whole payout deal. So we're gonna talk, discuss, argue, whatever it is we're going to do a little bit later. You don't want to miss that. But another really cool thing was we caught up, or I should say Dominic Aragon with the racing experts, caught up with James Davidson. Been racing since he was 18, starting in 04's run, five Indy 500s. Was not allowed to run in Talladega, was going to start his NASCAR race. NASCAR decided just a couple of days ago, that they were not going to, allow him, to run. Now, we can talk about that a little bit as well because, you know, I mean, you could say Super Speedway is maybe not the place without practice and without qualifying to get it started, but we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Plus, you want to listen to this interview, absolutely amazing. But, want to get it started. Good morning to you, RJ. We got the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Oh, one thing I did want to mention before we jump into that is this is, or was, because I guess, you know, Memorial Day has passed, was the 50th anniversary of Al Unser Sr.'s first victory there. When he, you know, he was racing for, Parnelli Jones. So I was talking to Bob Brown the other day who said, that Big Al is actually going to get, a baby Borg. They're gonna come to the museum and present him a baby Borg. So I'm angling everything I can with my media credentials to try and get there and get an interview with Big Al when they give him the baby Borg. So anyway, keep a side out that for that. So I wanted to give a shout out to the Unser Racing Museum. I'm hoping and I hear that they'll probably get back open in early July. So you know, stay tuned for that. But why don't we jump into that? I know that there's not a whole lot to report, including Sandia Speedway is not going to be running tonight, so everybody should just kind of, you know, figure that out. Kind of give us a rundown there, RJ, on some local tracks.
Yeah, so a few local tracks are still kind of in the works of getting everything back to normal. Albuquerque, Sandia Speedway, we usually talk about. Alien does have a race planned for tonight, the championship racing that starts at 7. They are practicing social distancing, but that's at the moment, of course, with everything going on, they can change and some can be canceled, such as Votto, which had a race planned for today, but just due to mass gathering restrictions and everything, that they had to kind of put their race on hold too. So, Spencer, I see you kind of want to jump in on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting right now. Obviously, we are in really odd times still. I don't completely understand it. I've been on the road. You know this, Dave. I've been on the road the last 3 weekends going to tracks really all over the place, anywhere from Oklahoma to Tennessee. And everybody else is seeming to operate just fine, doing all their racing right now. So, I really do not understand the holdup. I'm not going to put blame on anybody. That's not going to help anything open up. But it's just very interesting that everywhere around us has no issue at all, including right above us, Cortez. They're holding a race this weekend. I know they have micro sprints and some fender benders up there. And everybody else, though, operating just fine. So I don't understand really what the holdup is. I hope that we get a little bit more information about Alien Speedway tonight in Roswell, New Mexico. Pretty short drive down there if anybody wants to make a last-minute attempt to go down there. Of course, got to just practice that good old social distancing that nobody else is doing here in Albuquerque or anything. But it seems like it's a pretty good thing that Roose Stone's got down there, and I really hope that we can get either him or some people that have been down there on the show next weekend to tell us how it all went.
Absolutely, because it's my understanding that, I mean, Sandia ran last weekend, got rained out, so they didn't get to a main. We all know what that means. It means, you know, got to do the race
promoter's
again.
Dream, that's what that means.
No, well, no, I mean, you got to start a main. So he owes the drivers a race. That's the way it goes. If you get to one main, then you don't have to pay out and you don't have to reschedule.
I thought it was if you got through heat races.
Well, they didn't get through all the heat races, right? I mean, you have to flag a main. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Interesting.
I've been to that
same track where we've gone through heat races and the mains were canceled. And we did not get anything back. So I'm interested. I don't know if that's been a change recently or not.
Well, it's not my track anymore. But I'm just telling you that was the way that we had ran it.
Gotcha.
I mean, you had to flag a main because otherwise they were just heat races. Right?
Now
the way you could do it is you run your mains, you know, to finish the show before the next show. And that's a way to, you know, to be able to cover that. But then there's a payout.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and of course we all know, and of course that's going to be our discussion after the James Davidson. So we don't want to get into it.
We might have to roll into the 9 o'clock hour for this one.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. It might be more entertaining than golf, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, no, nothing disparaging for the
really quick. How is the golf show after our show?
Well,
in what scenario does anybody do racing before golf on a Saturday?
Okay, I can beat that. Okay, my first show was over on an AM station, and the show before mine was by Osuna Nursery, and the show after was an herbalist guy, you know, drugs. I'm trying to think of a word, right? All natural drugs or whatever. So that, I mean, that's a weirder format, dude. You know,
I'll give you that.
So anyway, I mean, we do what we can. I mean, I appreciate Joe Neal continuing to give us this opportunity. But let's talk a little car shows before we run out of time, and then we can come back and visit some of the rest of it. So Father's Day, always a big car show weekend. What could we potentially expect?
Yeah, this time of year is usually one of the biggest for everything to go out, but Father's Day weekend, Father's Day kind of car shows are still trying to everything to happen. So tomorrow, June 21st, which is Father's Day, there's going to be a Father's Day car show at the Walmart in Edgewood. And from what everyone says, there's no details on the event, but show is supposed to happen. So go out and support, and we're going to see how this kind of car show format works out.
Well, you know why that works, right?
What?
Because of Walmart.
There you go.
People I mean, you there. Can't go to church. But you can go to Walmart.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So anyway,
people are going to be there.
Okay. So that's my political statement for the morning.
And then a substitute for these car shows have been cruises that people have been trying to get together.
Right.
So there's going to be a Father's Day cruise that's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m. in Albuquerque. It's going to be in the Los Ranchos de Albuquerque area.
Yeah.
So they recently redone parts of like 4th Street, and it's just a beautiful area that they're going to try and do a nice little cruise out there. So you can still celebrate with social distancing, obviously, in your cars, and celebrate and drive around and, you know, enjoy Albuquerque while you're doing the car. So.
And my dad lives in the North Valley, and so there's there's a big disagreement with what they did there. But they've got, you know, basically like, you know, white lights across, so it looks like Christmas, you know, all the time. It ought to be pretty cool. I mean, it's at least worth getting out there and doing. And then, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily a long drive. Dan's Boots and Saddles is like right in the middle there between, Osuna and Los Ranchos. So, it ought to be pretty cool, but, at least there's some things to do. And of course, you know, shout out to all the fathers out there, including mine, for a happy Father's Day. And, both of my daughters are out of town. So, you know, they're not going to come in or anything like that, but, my stepsons and we're going to get together. So, anyway, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including a great interview that Dominic Aragon did on behalf of the ESPN Radio with James Davidson. We'll be joining you on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with me on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hi, Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. It's been a long time coming. Tired of the kids sitting around the house? It's time to get out and play. I-9 is back for the season. Get your kids enrolled for a program right now. Sign up for our football, t-ball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, volleyball, or cheer. We still have room for your child. Don't be afraid of joining the I-9 waitlist. We will fit you in and call you with options. Kids need programs now and more than ever. Visit i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com.
Call Indigo Mortgage today regarding your purchase or refinancing mortgage options. Indigo Mortgage encourages you to shop around, but please include your local trusted professionals at Indigo Mortgage because no one cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188348.
Stop stinking and start thinking Atlas Pumping for all your pumping needs. Atlas can take care of your sand traps, grease traps, septic tanks, sewer plants, cooling towers, ponds, pools, storm drains, loading docks, anywhere water collects, Atlas pumps it out. 898-3936, 898-3936.
Attention, New Mexico. Listen to this. Reliable Nissan just announced a record $750,000 trade-in payoff assistance program. $750,000. Never before an offer like this.
Better than cash for clunkers.
Yes.
If you're upside down on your car loan.
If you want
the maximum for your trade.
We have $750,000 in payoff assistance. For people like you, this is an opportunity you do not want to miss. Plus, we've got record factory rebates on new Nissans. Buy today and make no payments till after summer. Reliable Nissan is open. We're ready to work for you. There simply may not be a better time to buy. We're Reliable Nissan, across from the Cottonwood Mall. Or visit us at ReliableNissan.com. We are reliable.
All offers on approved credit, all offers plus tax, title, license, and dealer transfer fee. All factory incentives and customer rebates apply in lieu of other discounts. See dealer for details.
Because of Nucenda Community Rewards, Mana de Albuquerque has been able to provide a wonderful leadership program for 40 girls since the year 2013. Each of these girls have had the opportunity to attend national conferences, have gone to the legislature in Santa Fe, and have experienced things that they probably would not have experienced before.
Nucenda Credit Union, the power of we. Visit Nucenda.org to learn how Community Rewards is impacting communities. Federally insured by NCUA.
For Father's Day, Calibers created a special gift package for that special dad. Get a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, a range carry kit, 100 rounds of practice ammo, and a Calibers pint glass, all for only $579.99, $150 saving. Other ideas include a gift card, a super shooter card, or a membership to Calibers. Stop by on Father's Day. It's two shooters for the price of one. Bring dad in and enjoy range time together. Calibers. Shop. Learn. Play.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And there's many different stories as to how race car drivers make it to the big leagues. You know, sometimes they come in, including myself. I mean, not that I made it to the big times, but, you know, I came up through karts and road racing. And so when I showed up to the circle track, of course, they didn't know who I was, you know, was able to turn left and avoid cars by turning right. So it ended up working out pretty good. James Davidson, we had an opportunity. He's been mainly known for running Indy cars the last couple years and competed in 5 Indy 500s, but tremendous background also in the World Challenge in road racing and, of course, V8 supercars. And so he comes into an opportunity to run a NASCAR. NASCAR decided that maybe Talladega is not the first place for him to start. So he's going to actually start next weekend and run the double in Pocono. But here's an interview that Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts did on behalf of ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
All right, we're here with James Davidson, driver of the number 77 Chevrolet for Spire Motorsports, originally scheduled to run this weekend at Talladega, but you'll be running next weekend at Pocono. First and foremost, break this down for us. How did this all happen, and how did you find out that the venues would change for you, and what was your reaction?
I got written approval back in December to drive on all tracks in the NASCAR Cup Series. And obviously COVID-19 has changed things, many things in the world, and it's just another thing that has changed. And obviously NASCAR events have gone to just one race shows without any practice or qualifying. So I guess originally when I was approved to drive, NASCAR were on the understanding that I was going to get practice, and we were also under the impression or understanding we were going to as well. As of last Friday, a week ago, they cancelled the practice session at Talladega, but the deal we had done with Spire had already been executed. So, yeah, we just found ourselves in a very unique situation, and I guess once NASCAR realized what was going to occur, where I was going to drive the car for the first time with no practice, they took control and said, look, you're going to need to get some practice, and it can't be in the Cup Series, so it's got to be in Xfinity or ARCA. But with a very late notice, it was tough to put a deal together. In those series, costs were involved. There was then the risk that if it rained, if the car broke down early in the race, if I got taken out prematurely, NASCAR still had the right to, you know, not allow me to drive in the Cup race due to lack of experience. And so, long story short, we just cut our losses and moved on to Pocono. And although, you know, Pocono's not, you know, the big famous race that Talladega is, it's obviously a very unique one in itself. A track that I've never driven on, a track that I've grown up watching and playing on, you know, video games and so on that I'm very aware of. And after watching some onboard video with Larson on YouTube, it actually looks a lot of fun to drive. So, in addition to that, it's a double header, and I'm going to get even more mileage than I would at Talladega. It's not all bad news. There's actually some good news out of it all.
And that was going to be the next question too. If you would be running the double header Saturday and Sunday, so you will run both races the next weekend.
Yeah, provided Saturday all goes to plan, and you know it's not a disaster. Yeah, I'll be in the car on Sunday. And look, with the experience that I have, I can't see it being a disaster. I've just got to use my head, use my experience, and be aware that, again, it's going to be the first time I've driven the car. Just not put a foot wrong. I feel I'm old enough to just use my head in that regard and be able to balance some performance with the inexperience that I'm going to have initially, but just ease into it.
Absolutely, and of course over the next week you'll have more opportunities to prepare. We've seen a lot of drivers turn to iRacing and motorsport simulations. How important will that be in your preparation to tackling the 2.5-mile track that is Pocono next weekend?
Well, I guess I'll only really know how effective it is once I've driven the car. But Josh Balicki's a friend of mine, and he's reached out to me. He's a really nice guy and given me a heads up on how it is to drive. I think next week we are going to do some iRacing sessions. And yeah, so that it's really nice to have some people in the paddock like that that are in a similar position in that, you know, that they're driving for either the same stable as you. And, yeah, we're going to be likely on the track together in real. So why not kind of get up to speed together in virtual and have some allies? So, yeah, that's certainly been nice to have.
Sure. Any other drivers that you're planning on reaching out to, or any other drivers that have reached out to you?
Yeah, Justin Marks reached out to me initially when I was doing Talladega and just said, man, just ride around in the back and with 10, 20 to go, start racing and you'll likely finish in the top 15. So that was nice to get that message from Justin. I guess that was his plan when he did the Daytona 500 himself and got a nice finish. But also Austin Cindric. It's funny because I was driver coaching him when he was 14 in a Road to Indy Series F2000, and then he was giving me some really good advice on Talladega and the fine details of the big pack racing and how it's a bit different to IndyCar, what things can catch you out, and so on and so forth. And yeah, it was actually very good info from Austin. After watching some onboard stuff, I could see visually some of the stuff that he was mentioning where cars have a little bit of a wiggle on the bottom in the tri-oval, and I wouldn't have really... I wouldn't have noticed it at all or expected it had he not said anything. And yeah, Austin was great to have a good conversation with.
It's good to have friends in high places, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just, you never know what comes around, right? Like I said, I was driver coaching him, and then he was kind of driver coaching me or giving me some advice that was nice. So, he and I have been competitors before on the road courses in Xfinity and had gentlemen agreements that if either of us were leading on the last lap, we wouldn't dump each other and so on, and started on the front row together. So yeah, it is important or nice to just have some allies out there and show some mutual respect.
Sure. And for next weekend's race at Pocono Raceway, how much time are you planning on spending at the shop with Spire Motorsports with the guys and getting familiar with all of them before the race weekend?
Well, I actually went there in January and spent some time with them. At that point in time, we were possibly going to do the Daytona 500 together. So I got some time with them in January and got fitted into a car and so on. And they've got a seat from Joe Gibbs, my Xfinity seat, that'll go straight into one of their cars and so on. So yeah, we got a big head start on a lot of this back in January. So I've already been in contact with the crew chief and so on, and my chief mechanic, all of that going back last week. So a bit of it will be from a distance. But yeah, in person, to answer your question, got a head start on that back in January.
Perfect. And when you look at the end of the race weekend next week and you climb out of the race car after the second race, what's going to be a successful race weekend to you?
For sure, just finishing both races with some degree of performance. And really, that's all we can expect. You know, I don't want to see that I'm not quite where I want to be, and then just kind of do something unnecessary and bring it undone one way or the other. So everyone knows the situation I'm in. Again, I'm going to be driving a stock car for the first time on an oval in the races. So I'm just going to ease into it. But with that said, I'm not going to be, you know, wanting to be too slow either. So, yeah, it'll be just a nice balanced result. Of course, minimum getting the car across the checkered flag, because not only is that what everyone wants to see, but if you don't get it across the check, the finish line, you're not getting the experience and the full mileage that you can get. So, of course, finishing is the main thing.
And to kind of follow up, a few days ago you and I were chatting, and you had said that you were hoping running the Talladega race would open more doors to run more races. Well, long story short, without even turning a lap at Talladega, you get to run two races next week, so that door's already starting to open, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just a coincidence that it's a doubleheader at Pocono, but look, I'm going to be monitored, obviously, heavily by the team, by NASCAR, and so on. And in the end, they all just want to see that my performance stacks up against my resume, really. You know, they know how much experience I've got, and I've just got to use it efficiently. Of course, not in stock car racing. I don't have the experience, but I have a lot of mileage in a lot of different cars and, you know, some substantial situations doing Indy 500 and so on, and yeah, they're just going to want to see that I am a professional in first person. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm not stressed about it. I'm just going to use my head and go from there.
Perfect. And past next weekend, what are you looking at as far as racing plans in any of NASCAR's top three touring series? Are you hoping to run more cup races, any of the other three series?
Yeah, for sure I am. I mean, I'm aware it's a whole process of getting in a circle, and it definitely appears like there's more opportunity to get a chance in the cup series than there is in the IndyCar series. You know, I'm not sure of all the reasons why, but I believe, you know, the television deal with the Cup Series certainly helps the teams out and enables them to get to the track maybe more so than the IndyCar Series team owners. And yeah, I guess these guys are just always wanting to see that they've got a good, efficient pair of hands to steer their equipment and represent their sponsors, when maybe sometimes you don't have sponsorship on hand yourself. So yeah, it's just all a process, isn't it? It's doing a good job with the first opportunity, and with all going to plan, the doors can open, or if it doesn't, they can close. So yeah, I'm just gonna take a one weekend at a time, but for sure I want to continue racing in NASCAR. I loved it when I drove in the Xfinity Series. It's very much my kind of racing, where there's not too many sensitivities with it all like there are in other forms of racing. It's just, you know, all the boys getting on with it and doing battle in big 800 horsepower V8s. I just love the whole philosophy of it. So, yeah, I can't wait to get started.
Maybe one day we'll see you running a full-time schedule in NASCAR's Top Series.
I mean, that would be a dream, something I couldn't possibly have imagined I would do. Being a kid in Australia watching Days of Thunder, going to the EA Sports 500 at Talladega in 2002. I went to a Dover Cup race in 99. I was very young back in those days, but it's just amazing, like, what can happen in your career road. I came to America to drive IndyCar. The brakes weren't quite there, and I've had to go drive in a lot of other series as a result, and I really wouldn't have changed my path. It's been super exciting, and yeah, these opportunities are amazing to me. Very unexpected, and I want to do the best I can with them.
You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
The team.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit LegacyChurch.com for service times.
Attention New Mexico United fans, United's team shop is open. Get the latest black and yellow gear with a few restrictions. Fans must wear face covering and remain outside, but they can still shop from the pop-up and take advantage of United's open-air checkout. Only debit and credit card transactions are allowed. No cash, please. Stop by United's team shop 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday. Place your order over the phone at 209-7529 or stop by the corner of Carlisle and Central. Somos Unidos.
We've had a number of calls recently at Dreamstyle Remodeling asking about hot tubs. No wonder people staying at home more are looking for other ways to enjoy being home. A hot tub for the two of you or the family. Call it a staycation. Nobody has a better selection of jacuzzi hot tubs, cal spas, and swim spas than Dreamstyle. And now save 30% on the swim spa, 20% on cal spas and jacuzzi hot tubs. Dreamstyle offers free delivery and setup and easy financing. Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance.
Traditional high school not your thing? Let the New Mexico National Guard Youth Challenge Academy help you get the education, life, and job skills you need to be successful. NMYCA is a free program to New Mexico residents 16 to 18. Visit NMYCA.net.
Turn scrap metal into cash. Have scrap metal lying around? Sell it to Acme Iron and Metal with 9 convenient locations. Acme will pay you top dollar for your scrap iron and metal. Visit acmeironandmetal.com or call 345-2457.
Your three-step plan for a beautiful desert-friendly yard? 1. Service your irrigation system often, checking for leaks, malfunctions, and broken heads. 2. Set your turf irrigation timer according to the month and water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And 3. Select desert-friendly plants that thrive in our dry climate. Service, settings, selection. Your three-step plan for landscape success in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. More info at 505outside.com. A message from the Water Authority.
Business owners, it's one thing to have your doors closed during the coronavirus shutdown. It's another when criminals break in and do even more damage. Enough is enough. I'm Aaron Jones, owner of International Protective Service, IPS. My business here is to watch your business while you're away with a highly trained armed guard or 24-hour patrol. Call IPS at 897-2420 or go to ipsglobal.com. Commercial burglaries are increasing. Let IPS defend your business. Right now, you've got enough to worry about.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, coming up immediately after is the golf show. I don't know, is it called the team the team golf show with David Garcia. Also following that, we've got the New Mexico United show with RJ Montano and David Carl. So I don't know if anybody's noticed all the hosts are named David. So I think we should have that, All the Daves I Know. I don't know if you guys remember that song from... exactly. It'd be an All Dave morning, so apologize for that. Might want to bring up Spencer's mic, because I want to ask you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you were all geared up. I know you spent several days getting ready for the race.
Months.
Months. Okay, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, exactly, months. But it was finally almost there. They were going to add sprint cars to the show at Sandia. Yesterday on Facebook, it was basically posted that it was being canceled, not because of COVID-19, but because only 38 cars had signed up. And so there was already some discussion and some pushback to begin with that in order to meet all of the criteria to run under the COVID-19, basically what the governor and the state had with the social distancing and everything, that included, in order to be able to afford this with no fans, they were going to do a 50% payout. There was no appearance of discussion with drivers of a way to come up with another solution. Would you first verify, because I know you're on the board with New Mexico Motor Racing Association, was there ever any conversation with the management at Sandia Speedway about trying to find some sort of way to actually get this race to happen?
To my knowledge, there was not any conversation to the board. I can't speak for the president, J.R. Bonesteel, or any of the other sanctions, but I was never involved in any context like that as far as discussions about purse or policies or anything like that. We got the information the same way everybody else did via Facebook, which is interesting, but that's kind of just the way that people live nowadays, so that's understandable. But yeah, no, there was no discussion as far as how we can work together to make this happen. I'm not sure there really needed to be discussion. It seems like plenty of people were interested enough just to do anything they could to get in a car on a racetrack of some sort. I know some people I read said that they'd wear a garbage bag over their head just to get on track. I'm not really that desperate, I don't think, but I do think that there's a lot of people that are more than ready to get out there, and they will be willing to do anything they can. The whole pre-register thing that Sandia Speedway and some other tracks are trying to do, I understand the situation they're in to do that, but it doesn't really work well. I don't know very many events that work well with pre-registration.
Right.
Mix that in with drivers and crew having to pay the same amount to get in the gate and only getting half the amount back, and a few other variables. I'm not totally surprised that there was a low prediction for car count. It saddens me, though, because obviously this is our only track in Albuquerque, and the only track within a couple hundred miles that is open this weekend. So it boils down to being a very unfortunate event.
So let me ask you this. As a sanctioning body, can a promoter just change the purse? Because it didn't sound like there was even some conversation about whether you were going to run for half payout. I mean, did you all vote to run for half payout when that came out?
No, there's no voting. Promoter, as far as I know, they can pay whatever they want, unless there's a contract, and I don't believe that New Mexico Motor Racing Association, has a contract this year with Sandia Speedway.
So does that mean you just, you show up and run, and you just get what you get?
At a lot of tracks, that I'm assuming that can happen. Usually, the payout is posted, and to Sandia's credit, they do post the payout online, they made it aware to everybody what was going on. But I don't think it's very much of a surprise that not a lot of people wanted to come out for that, mixed in with all the other restrictions. I know a lot of other people too just didn't quite simply follow directions and pre-register. I mean, if everybody wanted to race that bad, you'd think that they'd follow the directions for the ability to do so. So it's not like you can place blame on any side or anything like that. It's just not a very good situation that we're in. And everybody's trying to figure out the best way to do it. The best thing that I've seen is the racetracks in Oklahoma that are just open, but they have the ability to do so via one way or another. So it just, I don't know if there's really an answer as far as getting back out to the track the right way. I do know that there's different racetracks doing it different ways too. We talked to Albuquerque Dragway, who they're not going to open until they get a dead approval from the state. And a lot of other racetracks are just trying to find any other avenue to stay alive.
Well, so just to clarify on Albuquerque Dragway, Albuquerque Dragway sits on state land. They have different. Sandia Speedway is privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Charlie Fagan is leasing, does not own the property, but is leasing the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he may feel that he has different opportunities and might very well have different opportunities. But what I want to get back to is this situation with payout, okay, and with the ongoing conversation. Basically, you know, the front gate, you know, being able to sell and not having fans in the stands and this whole conversation about show. Because one thing I want to be clear about is the majority of the people that are in the stands or in the pits are there directly related to a driver and an interest in a particular driver.
Mm-hmm.
I would beg to differ that you're a viewing fans. You know, probably if you take out the people that are paying the back gate, and, you know, we're sitting on the stands on the driver side versus, on the spectator side, I can't believe that, you know, there's more than throw out 500 people, that might be over on the viewer stand, which is all this conversation about the show, right? See, because to me, if you're a hobbyist and you're passionate about it and you're on the driver's side, that you know, you're there because of the sport. You're not there because of the show. The only people that could really be there for the show are the people that are spectators who are over there. So if you do the math and you say 500 people, let's just call it $10, right? Because you got some kids and you got some, you know, you got the $15 and then you got the $5 off. So let's just call it $10. We're talking $5,000. Okay, $5,000 he's potentially giving up. At 50% off of the purse, is that $5,000. 100% off the purse is that $5,000. So we're talking about the economics of it. And, you know, why you run for a purse to begin with? I mean, so that's the balance right there. So one, would you be willing to work for a 50% purse? Would you be willing to drive for no purse? I mean, what's the concept? Is that according to the post on Facebook, that is the reason why it wasn't race?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there was no question directly to you guys that you would race for no purse. So my question is, one, would that get it open? If that's what the issue is, and it's not related to COVID-19, would you run without a purse?
I don't think that myself and my race team would. No,
okay.
We're in a little different situation than a lot of other teams. I don't think so much about like the sprint cars in this situation. What I feel bad for is I remember running back with micro sprints. I remember one time I won a race there and the payout was $60 for winning a micro race, where anywhere else in the state would have paid out easily anywhere from $200 to $300 for a local event. I understand that it's a understood to be a local track and everything, but that still didn't pay the pit fees that we brought in that evening. But that's who I feel bad for. I know that these racetracks need to stay open and they have a business to run too, and I'm not saying that anybody's doing a bad job at it. I'm just thankful to have a place to race, and I think other people are too. But that's just what it boils down to. It's not easy to stay afloat, and you brought up a really good argument off air about road racing, who doesn't run for a purse at all. Those people will do it. They do it for the love of the sport. It's very difficult when it comes down to money, because nobody's making money in the sport.
Exactly.
And so everybody's just trying to stay alive.
Exactly. And so I just think part of it is we are living in a very interesting time. There's an opportunity to really evaluate and get down to brass tacks as to why we do things. I even, you know, had texted you when it kind of went all down that it's like, hey, we work to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is part of it. And I'm not in any way trying to beat you guys up. I'm very frustrated at just the lack of communication is what I see. Is I think there's a solution out there. And if we've got through all the COVID-19 stuff and we have this opportunity, why can't we figure out a way to make it work?
Well, that's the next step. I think there needs to be a conversation about
right.
that.
Right. But let's say I was involved in building that track. You can open an asphalt track with a blower and just blow off the track and go. That's one of the differences. A dirt track, you have to start watering. You know, you have to get water in there. You got to, you know, get it in there. So, I mean, this is a decision that needs to be made, you know, the week before. I mean, it's hard for me to understand how something can be canceled at that late. You know, you've already had the layout of the money. You've put the water down. You've groomed it. I mean, you've spent some time. Now, unless the current operator is doing all of that themselves, short of the electricity to run the pump and, of course, you know, the water and whether they're within, you know, water usage, you know, I mean, and that very well could be that he could be out there, you know, grooming it himself and trying to get it ready. But still, I mean, time is money, right? So it can't be earning money somewhere else. Where are we at being able to maybe monetize filming it, right? You know, and people could, you know, pay something to watch it, or better yet, just, you know, come up, I mean, to be transparent about the you know, hey, I'm losing $5,000 on the grandstand. Let's figure out a way to work that out, and then we can divide it from there. Because you're absolutely right. But I know the economics on the back gate. I know that, you know, cruisers come out, and it's maybe one crew member. You know, now that doesn't mean that there couldn't be five buddies now that, you know, come and crew and they're watching it more. But you know, but I'm just frustrated. You know, because yeah. everybody's losing here. And you know, we all got to give a little, and we all got to, you know, figure it out. And, you know, I know that the drag strip is a different position, but anyway, we have to take a break, but we're going to come back and try and put a bow on this.
Try to wrap this up.
Yeah, try and wrap this up. But I have a feeling that the golf show might start a little bit late. No, I'm just kidding. All right, you've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hola, Ambos Yankees. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply, AJ Foyt Racing. Me está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap en la ESPN Radio 1017 The Team.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings. Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast. YearwoodPerformance.com.
There's a special place for heroes. All around us, the helpers are here. In this time of challenge, we will rise together. Yes, these are the heroes. Let's hold them close in our hearts and give thanks. From all of us at the Pueblo of Sandia and Sandia Resort and Casino, thanks to the heroes everywhere.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the law office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the law office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured,
You need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
At Rio Grande Credit Union, we know it's a little harder to work together these days, but we also know how important it is to connect with real people. That's why Rio Grande has Video Connect. Now, you can connect with our team members face-to-face. Want a mariachi debit card with rewards? No problem. Need to refinance your home? We can help. Can't get to a branch? We've got you. Get your financial needs met personally on all your devices. Secure and safe, Video Connect from Rio Grande Credit Union. At Rio Grande, we understand.
Elite Youth Sports NM and 505 Volleyball are hosting weekly summer sports camps at the Fieldhouse through July 31st. Full day morning and afternoon sessions available and open to all boys and girls ages 8 to 14. Visit EliteYouthSportsNM.com.
Listen to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team wherever you are. Download the 101.7 The Team app or show your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team at home or on the go. However you listen, we've got you covered.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin driving number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. If you're not frustrated, you know, and especially after listening to this show, you know, not that I want to make you more frustrated, but look, I mean, we're all trying to survive this, you know, and I think that what happens is we all spend a lot of time, you know, with saying that we're behind stuff and trying to support it. I mean, how many nonprofits are out there that people support? And really, you know, being able to, like you said, if we lose this track, when are we going to come back? But at the same time, what are we going to do? I mean, and I think that we're all passionate about it, and we all have difference of agreement. I mean, I've had, you know, many difference of agreement with people out there and the way things should operate. But the reality of the situation is we all want to race, right? And so let's just figure a way.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the economics on your side, and of course, you know, what it costs to put a car on the track. And, you know, sometimes I think that we find out in times like these that businesses are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've been putting a Band-Aid on it or razor tape on it for a while. I don't know a solution. I don't think you have a solution, but the dialogue, I think, needs to go on.
Yeah, I agree. I think the best thing that we could do right now, too, is encourage people to go out and support these local racetracks. Aztec Speedway and Aztec New Mexico. You have Uranium Capital Speedway, Grants New Mexico, Sandia Speedway here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Alien Motor Speedway in Roswell, New Mexico, and Vado Speedway Park down south in between Las Cruces and El Paso and Vado, New Mexico. And that's just the dirt tracks around here. It's very important to go out and support. So that's the best thing we could do.
Well, and so we're going to give you an opportunity. You can follow nmmotorsportsreport.com. We'll keep all the information. We're here every Saturday morning. We're trying to help with the solution, and hopefully we can work something out. But yeah, it's just one of those things. Be aware, be supportive. I mean, right now, I mean, you can go on, or at least up to now, restaurants are starting to open, but you were able to buy a gift certificate, you know, buy something, you know. Of course, granted, you hope that they're open, you know, at some point they don't go out of business, but
and support, I mean, businesses that support racers.
Well,
if you see something on the side of a car, go out to that business, thank them. because they're putting their neck out to support one of us drivers so that we can get on the track and we can offset costs.
Well,
so
that's
very important.
That's an excellent point right there, because, I mean, you could take the car and put it on a trailer and participate in, you know, in some of these drive on Route 66 or some of those other things. But see, back in the day, that's how it used to be. I mean, there was a lot more of support because, you know, I mean, almost every business was a local business. We didn't have as much of the national opportunities here. But, I mean, I remember my dad had Wiener Schnitzel on the side of the car, you know, and people came in and bought hot dogs, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, not that a hot dog is a big, you know, a big deal. It's easy to buy a whole bunch of hot dogs. But the point was well taken, Spencer, is that people put their names on those cars mainly because they support the driver. But they do would like, you know, some recognition that their business is laying out there, because I know for a fact that those businesses do so much more than just that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I can call any of them, and they would try and even support the magazine if they could. But there are some drivers that would, you know, if they had an extra $1,000, they'd put it in their car. And, you know, that was a very blunt conversation I had with one time when I'm like, hey, your track goes, you know, you have no track. And, well, quite frankly, if I had another $1,000, I'd put it in my car. Very short-sighted. All right. Well, tune in next Saturday, and we'll probably this argument is going to continue to go on. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, the team.
KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, 101.7, the team, your hometown radio station.